Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, I've got Mark Montoya, Helpers Christmas Town Committee. Mark, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Mark, this is a huge year for Helpers Christmas Town.
30 years. Can you believe that? We've been doing this for years. 30 years.
That's insane to me. 30 years. It's, you know, it's just one of those events that I'm not kidding you. I've been going to this event all 30 years, and I've actually been helping with the Electric Light Parade for the past 9 years.
I think it's more than that. You think just nine? I think
probably more than that. Yeah. Who knows? But it gets bigger and better every single year, and this is just such a fun event. This is a family event that people have been going to forever.
Yeah, it becomes family tradition. Everybody in Carbon County looks forward to it. And even outside of the Carbon County area, there are so many people that come into town. They estimate between the two nights, about 8,000 people come into the little town of Helper.
That's insane.
You've seen the crowds.
Oh, it's crazy. And you know, Mark, I love it because it's so different. I mean, I think we all in the summer, we all kind of get paraded out. And I mean, because it's really just the same thing all day, every time you go to a parade, it's the same. But this is completely different. The Electric Light Parade is a 2-night event. It is at night. And the best part is you could have the world's ugliest float in the daytime. It doesn't matter.
It just has to be lit up. That's what I try to tell people when they ask me questions about building a float. It doesn't matter what it looks like during the day. Just make sure it's lit up because that's all that counts at night.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because I always say when people have asked me about it, I say, if there's something on the float that you don't want people to see, don't put lights on it.
Exactly. It's that simple.
So, Mark, this is coming up and the Electric Light Parade. I mean, we could look forward in years in advance and know exactly what weekend the Light Parade is going to be. It is always the very first weekend in the month that has a Friday and a Saturday. So it's going to be that very first Friday and Saturday of December.
Yep. The first full weekend in December. We never do it when it overlaps. Like if Friday is November and the Saturday is December, it's always the next week. So
right.
Always the first full weekend in December is when it is.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's not just the parade that you can participate in. You know, it's going to be cold. It always is. So you guys kick off with the delicious chili dinner on the nights of the parade. So you can head on up to the Helper Auditorium, fill your belly with some warm chili, and then walk down to Main Street and watch the parade. And then Saturday, which is the final wrap-up day of the parade, you've got a full day. You can go have breakfast with Santa. Then you can go and have chili dinner, and then you can watch the parade again.
Exactly. Like, there's just so much to do. We try to keep everything at a nominal fee so that it's not really expensive. And everything we do charge you for, like I always tell people, it goes towards the efforts of doing it again next year. So I'm expecting a pretty good parade this year. I've had a lot of people calling and inquiring about floats. We have a guy that has been building a float since August.
What?
From Spanish Fork. Spanish Fork has a light parade too. And so he's been trying to come down for a couple of years. So I'm really excited to see what his float's going to look like. He says he's going to come and take first place. So everybody out there better give him a challenge.
Step up your game.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, when it comes to making a float, and I think this is another part of the Electric Light Parade that is my all-time favorite aspect of it. Normally when you go to parades, you've got businesses and companies that have put floats in. Well, this is completely different. I mean, yeah, you do have businesses and companies, but you've got families that put in floats. You've got
neighborhoods. Yeah.
This is the town of Kenilworth's float. I mean, it's just so cool to see people come together outside of just companies and businesses and do something fun.
I always push that idea for families. It could become a Christmas tradition, you know, to get together this weekend. A lot of people are coming home for Thanksgiving. You really can put a float together in about 2 to 3 days because, like you said before, it doesn't have to look good during the day. It just has to have lights on it. And so it really doesn't take that long. Our committee has put a float together in like 2 nights. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, you can definitely do it. And Mark, when it comes to registering a float, because this is the 30th year, 30 years of the Electric Light Parade. So we want to get as many floats as possible.
Exactly. So you can either visit our website at www.utahschristmastown.com, or you can call me at 435-650-4180, and I can give you the information, or you can find us on Facebook. There's lots of information on our Facebook page.
Right, exactly. So there are so many different things going on, and you know, actually, Utah's Christmas Town kicks off with all different events. It actually kicked off this last weekend with the Christmas Craft Fair.
Yeah, there was a ton of people at that craft fair.
I was so bummed I missed it. That was one of my favorite things to go and do because it's so easy to find really good Christmas gifts. I missed it, but there are a couple of other activities coming up before the light parade that you don't want to miss.
So this weekend we have our lights on ceremony. It's Friday, November the 29th at 6 p.m. And we have word from the North Pole that Santa will be visiting Helper. So for the first time, he will come to Helper, and you can go see him at the Civic Auditorium after the lights on ceremony. And then Wednesday, December the 4th, we have our Luminary Memorial Ceremony up at the Helper City Cemetery. It sounds a little strange sometimes to people, but it's actually a really great event. It's just a great community gathering of people together, and you can remember your loved ones. And it's always really a beautiful ceremony. It's amazing how many people show up, and we put solar lights on the graves, and you really need to go experience it to see what I'm talking about. It's just a great experience.
Exactly. And you know, for those that say, well, I don't have any family or friends at the Helper Cemetery, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can go place one on a grave of someone else in memory of your loved one. And after all of the solar lights are put out, we turn off the lights. We have
the floodlights.
The floodlights, yeah. And we turn them off, and you can just see everything. It's just really a beautiful, somber event, but it really is a nice event.
Right, it definitely is. And it's a great way to kind of remember those that have passed during the holiday season. So make sure to attend that as well. And more information on the Luminary Ceremony, purchase your luminaries on the website. You can visit them on Facebook, all sorts of different things. And then, of course, the wrap-up of the events.
Yeah, the parade weekend, like you mentioned, the chili dinner both nights from 4 to 7. Breakfast with Santa is Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Helper Civic Auditorium. And then the grand finale, the fireworks.
The fireworks. Oh my gosh, the fireworks are so great. So fireworks only happen on Saturday night, and they follow the parade. So as soon as the parade is over, we give them time to kind of make their way up to the firework letting off area.
Yes.
And then they start blasting off fireworks that go exactly with some music that you can listen to on 98.3 Kickin' Country.
Apparently that's a big secret. Every year people are like, what? They're choreographed to Christmas music?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, we announce it.
Been
all
doing
the time.
It for 30 years.
Yeah. Now, like right on this radio station. So yeah, tune in to 98.3 Kickin' Country, and you can listen to the fireworks, turn up your radio in the cars, and watch those fireworks. They're choreographed to Christmas music. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's an event you just do not want to miss out on. Now, another thing that I think that people ask all the time, because I've been asked multiple times, I really want to put a float in the parade, but I can't make it Friday night, or I can't make it Saturday night, but I can make it the opposite night. Great.
Yeah, we never turn anybody away. We're really relaxed on entry. We have no deadline. You can just show up. If you don't have an application, we'll hand you an application. You have to fill it out. It's more of a liability waiver for the city, and we don't turn anybody away. So if at the last minute you decide you're going to put a float together and you're like, oh, I didn't get my application in, just show up.
Yeah, show up. Get in the lineup. You're good to go. That's all you need.
And if you can't make it both nights, then all I do mention is Friday night is the night we do judging for the floats. And so if you're not in Friday night, you just won't be judged. But you're still more than welcome to join us Saturday night if you can't make it Friday night.
Right, exactly. Well, Mark, another year of Helper's Christmas Town. It's the 30th anniversary. It's all going down. Well, it started this last weekend. It's going to continue this week with the lights on ceremony on Friday. And then, of course, the luminary ceremony and the parade, the dinner, the breakfast with Santa. That's all next weekend. So any questions at all, they can call you. They can check out the website, the Facebook page, lots of avenues.
Yeah. And just one more reminder, it's free to put in a float. A lot of people ask me that question. How much does it cost? It doesn't cost anything. It's 100% free. You just the cost that it costs you to make the float is all.
Right. Exactly. Free to do with the parade. So make sure to come on down and check it out. It's going to be so much fun. Well, Mark, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
That's it. Just feel free to call me at any time at 435-650-4180. If I don't answer, just leave a message. I will get back to you.
Perfect. Again, that is Helper Utah's Christmas Town celebrating 30 years. And that has been Mark Montoya. That has been another Castle Country Focus. And you can listen to this interview in its entirety on our website, castlecountryradio.com.